my offense is rank.
It smells to heaven. It hath the primal eldest curse upon it. A brother's murder. Pray can I not. Though inclination be as sharp as will, my stronger guilt defeats my strong intent. And like a man to double business bound, I stand in pause where I should first begin and both neglect. What if this cursed hand were thicker than itself with brother's blood? Is there not rain enough in the sweet heavens to wash it white as snow? Whereto serves mercy but to confront the visage of offense? And what's in prayer but this twofold force, to be forestalled ere we come to fall, or pardoned being down? Then I'll look up, my fault is past. But oh, what form of prayer can serve my turn? Forgive me my foul murder. That cannot be. Since I am still possessed of those effects for which I did the murder, my crown, my known ambition, and my queen. May one be pardoned and retain the offense? In the corrupted currents of this world, offense's gilded hand may shove by justice, and oft 'tis seen the guilty prize itself buys out the law. But 'tis not so above. There is no shuffling. There the act itself lies in his true nature, and we ourselves compelled even to the teeth and forehead of our faults to give in evidence. What then? What rests? Try what repentance can. What can it not? Oh, what can it when one cannot repent? Oh, wretched state! Oh, bosom black as death! O limed soul that, struggling to be free, art more engaged! Help, angels! Make essay. Bow, stubborn knees, and heart, with strings of steel, be soft as sinews of the newborn babe. All may be well.
Might I do it, Pat? Now he is praying. Now I'll do it. And so he goes to heaven. So am I revenged? That would be scanned. A villain kills my father, and for that I, his sole son, do that same villain send to heaven? Oh, this is hire and salary, not revenge. He took my father grossly, full of bread, with all his crimes broad blown, how his, as flush as may, and how his audit stands, who knows save heaven? But in our circumstance and train of thought, 'tis heavy with him. And am I thus revenged, to take him in the purging of his soul, when he is fit and seasoned for his passage? No! Up, sword, and know thou a more horrid hint. When he is drunk, asleep, or in his rage, or in the incestuous pleasures of his bed, if gaming, swearing, or about some act that hath no relish of salvation in it, then trip him, that his heels may kick at heaven, and his soul may be as damned and black as hell whereto it goes. My mother stays. This physic but prolongs thy sickly days.
My words fly up, my thoughts remain below. Words without thoughts never to heaven go.